This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A weak April jobs report could hurt President Biden's push for more big government spending. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Economists had predicted a job gain of nearly a million. Instead, employers added 266,000. The president says the $1.9 trillion virus relief bill has the nation on the right path.
We're moving more rapidly than I thought we would.
But opponents say part of the package is actually hurting employment, with expanded benefits like a $300 weekly check giving the jobless a reason to stay home instead of work. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says that's not the case.
We are seeing little evidence that enhanced unemployment benefits are currently impacting or affecting Americans' willingness to work.
The weak job growth could stiffen GOP resistance to the president's next big push for a massive infrastructure bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Friday the United States and Mexico must fight violence and corruption together, along with the root causes of migration in Central America. Speaking in a virtual call with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Harris said both countries have to address what she called the root causes of migration.
Together, we must fight violence. We must fight corruption and impunity. It is in our country's mutual interest to provide immediate relief to the Northern Triangle and to address the root causes of migration.
President Biden has entrusted Harris with leading efforts to cut immigration from Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, as the administration grapples with an increase in people crossing into the United States at the southern border. This is VOA News. Four former police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death have been indicted on federal civil rights charges. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
The three-count federal grand jury indictment accuses the officers of willingly violating Floyd's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement, gasping for air. Derek Chauvin also was charged in a second indictment stemming from the arrest and neck restraint of a 14-year-old boy in 2017. He was convicted last month on state charges of murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. He's in Minnesota's only maximum security prison awaiting sentencing. The other three former officers face a state trial in August. They are free on bond. I'm Mike Hempen.
World powers held a fourth round of high-level talks in Austria aimed at bringing the United States back into a nuclear deal with Iran, as AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The U.S. pulled out of the landmark 2015 deal in 2018. After then, President Donald Trump said the pact needed to be renegotiated. The deal had promised Iran economic incentives in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program, and the Trump administration reimposed heavy sanctions on the Islamic Republic in an unsuccessful attempt to bring Tehran into new talks. Iran reacted by steadily increasing its violations of the deal, which is intended to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Palestinian worshippers clashed with Israeli police Friday evening at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City as weeks-long tensions between Israel and the Palestinians over Jerusalem soared again. The Palestinian Red Crescent Emergency Service said 53 people were wounded in clashes with police there and elsewhere in Jerusalem, including 23 who were hospitalized. It says most were wounded in the face and eyes by rubber-coated bullets and shrapnel from stun grenades. The clashes were the latest in a deadly day that saw Israeli forces shoot and kill two Palestinians after three men opened fire on an Israeli base in the occupied West Bank. Japan on Friday announced a decision to expand and extend a state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas through May 31st. At a news conference, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that it is still possible to host the Tokyo Olympics. Extending the state of emergency to May 31st will leave a margin of fewer than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Games, which were postponed last year due to the pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.